This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
That leading light of management theory, Peter Drucker, figured companies would be wise to pay their CEOs about 20 times the typical salaries at the company. In recent years in the U.S., that ratio has run 350 to 1. Now, this has been noted in the U.S., but here in Britain, complaints about executive compensation have risen to a clamor as part of our coverage of London as a global financial center this week. Let's bring in Deborah Hargreaves, founding director of what's called the High Pay Center here in Britain. Ms. Hargreaves, good morning.
Hello, David.
What is wrong with executives getting paid a lot of money? I heard an American economist saying just this morning that reaction to this is envy.
That's what they all say, of course. But what we're trying to say is that you can make your business and the economy work better if you have narrower pay gaps within companies. You need a little bit of inequality to feel that you're rising up the ladder, that you need to get a pay rise for a promotion. But if you look right to the top and you see your boss earning £4 or 5 million and you think, I'm never going to reach those heights, it's quite demotivating.
And from a British perspective, the pay gap has been getting wider?
It has, yes. It's more than doubled over the last 10 years. And so we now have people running these big companies who are on a pay multiple, 133 times that of their average paid worker. That's average. That's not even bottom.
In the US, our financial reform law called Dodd-Frank, starting actually just about 8 months ago, required companies in the U.S. to publish CEO salary as a ratio of typical employee pay. The companies are very upset about this. It took a long time to implement. But we've had it for a few months. It hasn't had much of an effect, as far as I can tell, in the U.S. What about efforts here in Britain?
Well, we argued strongly, actually, that companies should publish their pay ratios, but we haven't been successful. Companies are very resistant to that, mainly because they think it shows just how big that gap is. But we have had some new laws. Shareholders now have a binding vote on pay policy over 3 years. Just yesterday at Standard Chartered, which is a big bank, there was a 41% vote against that policy, and that's binding. Obviously, it's not a majority, but it's a big slap in the face from your shareholders if you're running that bank.
Deborah Hargreaves is a former financial journalist who chaired the independent High Pay Commission here in the UK. She's founding director of a policy group called the High Pay Center. Ms. Hargreaves, thank you.
Thank you.